Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As for the outages, Governor Cuomo isn't very happy with what he's seeing. We still have thousands without power, mostly in Westchester and Queens, with 16,000 and 5,200 respectively. And today at his news conference, the governor got in both Con Ed's and PSEG's grill, saying you can be revoked. Newsman Darius Ratjes on Long Island with folks who have been waiting since last Tuesday.
Power companies are on notice.
Your franchise can be revoked.
As they restore power to thousands in the city and the suburbs, Governor Cuomo blasts the response of two major providers.
Con Edison and PSE&G are doing the worst jobs in terms of recovery.
Cuomo has ordered the Public Service Commission to investigate the power company's response to Tropical Storm Isaias. Senator Todd Kominski says lawmakers have questions of their own.
Our state legislature, a week from today, will be calling the heads of these utilities, including our phone utilities, which completely failed, and LIPA, to the carpet to answer what happened and what is going to be done so this doesn't happen again.
Stuart Jervis of Plandome Heights believes the response is not much better than Superstorm Sandy.
This was a much shorter storm that they knew was coming, and they just seemed to be unprepared.
PSEG Long Island said the storm caused significant damage to the electric system and that they will fully cooperate. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on Long Island.